We're on the American Hereford Association media tour in western Nebraska, and we're going to talk with Douglas Olson of Olson Ranches here in Banner County. And Douglas, we got a good look at your operation here today. This is a place that's been in the family for quite a while.
Yeah, this has definitely been a family operation. Our family moved up here in 1885 from Kansas, and we've been here since then. Obviously, I've been here all my life, and it's just a great opportunity. Our family just really enjoys living here and our operation and what we can do for the beef industry, what we can do to produce food and fiber for everybody involved.
How long have you been involved in the Hereford business then?
Our family's been involved with the Hereford breed more than I can remember, and but most recently, the projects we're working on today, we started doing the National Reference Sire Program with the Hereford Association in 1999. Those calves were first born in 1999. It's a program where we will AI 65 head of our cows to each sire. Those sires are nominated by the breeders. And so we choose some sires to use, and we use about 10 sires a year. We'll collect progeny data on those cattle, which will include birth weight, weaning weight, yearling weight, carcass data, and then now we've moved into collecting feed intake data on all of the steer progeny too.
So what drives you to get involved at this level?
We really enjoy genetics, and we enjoy the Hereford breed. We're very proud of the Hereford breed, of what they can contribute to us. We do use some crossbred females, and heterosis is certainly a very important part of commercial cows. But the Hereford breed brings some really exciting things. We enjoy the docility of the Hereford breed, the tenderness. The feed efficiency is a very big economic driver for us. And there's just a lot of things that they can do for us. And this program that has allowed them to gather some data and for us to use some exceptional bulls.
So what have you found on feed efficiency?
The feed intake data is relatively new to us, but from even a day-to-day standpoint, we can monitor our system to maybe find some sick animals sooner. But that's not the real major reason for installing a feed intake system. That is more to find differences in genetic variation, to find sires that may sire more feed efficient animals, just basically to improve the whole beef industry, not just the Hereford breed, but really to produce beef to feed the world, this wholesome, nutritious, safe product that we have, but just to do it a little more efficiently to feed the world. And so we're just trying to learn some things with that. And now in today's world, we're moving into DNA and genetic markers, and all of the whole genomics is going to fit together. And so this feed intake data is going to really drive some efficiencies in not only the Hereford breed, but the beef industry in the future.
What one or two things would you say kind of top the list as far as things you've gained from this or you've learned from this about the Hereford breed or feed efficiency?
Well, certainly we've had the opportunity to use some really good sires out of the Hereford breed. And so our cow herd, we've been able to do some genetic improvement. We've been able to lower some birth weights. We've been able to certainly increase our carcass value. We've certainly increased our marbling scores, our percent choice when it comes to harvest time. And we just appreciate that ability to improve some of our cow herd. As this feed intake data comes in, it'll be interesting to see how we can move forward with feed efficiency while keeping all of our other important traits in line, because we don't want to give up the quality of our product just for a little bit of feed efficiency. So all of this is a multiple trait selection and genetic improvement. So really what we're kind of trying to contribute to some of the genetic improvement, just trying to maintain a very efficient cow herd that we can sustain through our operation.
So along with the ranch here, you do some cropping as well?
Yeah, it's a very diversified operation. We do some dry land and some irrigated farming. Our dry land consists of wheat and corn. We also raise barley, peas, and some oats. The irrigated ground is mostly corn. We will rotate some sugar beets and some other crops around through there. But certainly a diversified operation on all of our commercial cattle. We feed all of them at our own place, and so everything is sold market ready or harvest ready from our operation. And also we will do some custom work. We do some custom AI work on some heifers for other people. And then also, since we installed the feed intake trials with the GrowSafe system, we are open to testing cattle, such as purebred operators that want to test bulls or heifers. We are open to testing those cattle also.